To the editor. One of my favorite places in North America has been Washington, D.C., really. Cherry blossoms, history at every corner, interesting and friendly characters welcoming you to the city and region. First time I visited was with our high school class. Met some elderly residents sitting in the park, who told us to enjoy ourselves but don't travel alone and not after 6 p.m., due to the criminal element. We found guys at every corner throughout the night, who were apparently drug dealers at work. Great impressions, eh? Still like that in the city, so we would travel in taxis in the evening and night. The region surrounding Washington, D.C. was fabulous, green rolling hills filled with beautiful horses, rustic restaurants, and things to do. Then came along, the Orange Prince, President Trump. His policies have flabbergasted many of us and his own citizens too. Say Tariff and I begin to react mentally and physically. A trip to America is out of the question now. Spoke to many friends in Pennsylvania, New York State, and Boston, telling them their nation is a no-visit zone and they are okay with that. They understand. So we will be missing the Puerto Rican parade in NY City, the Jazz Festival's weekly celebration in Rochester, ball and football games in Buffalo, multiple museums we have grown to love, the Appalachian Mountains in Penn State, sweet and warm St. Petersburg in Florida, the amazing small town of Loretto, PA. Along the way we would have spent well over $20,000 at least annually in the USA, not counting the shopping weekends in Buffalo, the gambling in Batavia and the wonderful Glass Museum of Corning, NY. Shall we stay or should we go? It seems a nationalistic obligation that we travel in Canada and our native province, Ontario. So be it. The wine in Niagara is just fantastic, the beaches in the summer divine. Rent a cottage perhaps or just visit and move on. Canadians travel equation. How do we hurt Trump? Stay away from the land that voted wrongfully for him. So long America. We are searching out new partners in businesses with the EU, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Our fruits, vegetables, booze, food, and products found in the lands of our new partners in trade. Better be more careful when you vote eh. Shall Canadians invest in their backyards, or travel to the seemingly unwelcoming land of America? The tipping, too much sugar, protests galore, taxes not included in price, way too much plastic, imperial measurement remains, and of course Donald Trump. That is why foreigners will skip a trip to America. Stephen Koshib, Bradford, Ontario.